Time now to talk some rugby league, and we do that with the number one writer of the Daily.
Oh, don't say that, Jimmy.
No, that's how we intro him every Sunday.
Every Sunday. You obviously don't listen.
Buzz is the number one writer.
Well, he's more varied.
Varied?
He's editor at large.
What's that mean, editor at large?
It means he does what he wants. When he wants.
From the Cronulla Bureau.
From the Cronulla Bureau. Dino, we were just talking about it off air, New South Wales halves. This is an interesting one. We think Nathan Cleary's going to retain the position, but who's going to partner him?
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy, and good morning, Loz, once again. Yeah, look, I spoke to some people in the know yesterday, and they seemed to indicate to me, without going on the record, that Nathan would be the man that they'd go with. I was a little surprised personally. I think his form's down. I think his body language isn't looking good, and he's with a Penrith side that really is struggling. But I think last year when they brought him in, there was some sort of unwritten agreement that if you pick him now, you've got to stick with him. Obviously, Chad Townsend, Adam Reynolds, Mitchell Pearce are the other options. Pearce, four man of the matches in a row.
Yes.
Adam Reynolds, a team that's won 9 from 10 this year. So there's a couple of contenders there. But at this point, guys, if you can get through Thursday night's match against Parramatta unscathed and not have a disaster, I think you'll find that they'll stick with Nathan. But
I think he's going to show them something.
What do you want to see?
I think he just needs to guide them around and get their attack happening. That's what you want to see. That's Nathan's strength. At the moment, he looks lost out there. And you know what? I reckon he might bounce back this week, given that he's got that responsibility on his shoulders. There's no Jimmy there.
True.
So there'll be no
Jerome Luai.
So Jerome Luai will take the back seat, and it'll be Nathan's team. And I reckon when Nathan and Jimmy both played at their best last year, it was without each other.
Right.
I think that's when they both played individually their best football, was when one was missing.
So I
think Nathan, to take ownership of this team, will help him this week and will help him get into that New South Wales jersey.
Based on that and the investment that Penrith have made in him, they've got another 4 years with Nathan Cleary, then you would be encouraging them to move Jimmy Maloney to another club by the end of this year?
No. I think that I just think that at the moment where Nathan is and where Jimmy is and their confidence level is not high, and they both want to show everyone what they're capable of doing.
Yes.
But the combination is not working at the moment, and there's a number of reasons for that. Obviously, their forwards aren't doing a job, but they look as though they're unsure. And they're waiting, well, is it your turn or is it my turn here?
Yeah.
Now that one has gone, the other one knows that it's his responsibility. It's my team.
Right.
Everyone will be looking for me for direction. They won't be looking around at Jimmy. They won't be looking around at Nathan and thinking, well, where's it going to go here and who's in charge? It'll be Nathan Cleary's team this weekend. And I think that will help him.
How much is form a key ingredient though, Laurie? You've coached at Origin level. I mean, quite clearly, Adam Reynolds is
When you win, it's always difficult because you feel that obligation to stick with the players.
When did that happen with you?
14, dude.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sorry.
And we didn't stick. But you want them to show you something. You want them to play good football. I think in 2015, Joshy Reynolds was really struggling. And we would have loved to have picked Josh. But he just couldn't. Just couldn't pick him on form. So it's a difficult one, and it's one that Freddie and them will have to sort of weigh up in their mind, because then there's other players that aren't playing as well, and do you give them the opportunity if you're going to give Nathan the opportunity because they were there last year?
Because that's what he did last year, Dino, didn't he? Like he picked a side and went, right, these are the guys that are available for New South Wales who are playing well at the moment for their club.
Yes.
And it was James Robertson, it was Nathan Cleary, and it was Regan Campbell-Gillard. Yeah. It was these guys that got... But
Peachy.
Tyrone Peachy. And you'd probably say all those players now haven't produced their best in 2019. And that's the problem.
Well, Freddie had no baggage last year. No. He had no obligation to stick solid because he hadn't been there the previous year. Now, of course, he's got the old dilemma of form v. loyalty.
And the other thing, Duno, and you know better than anyone, Loz, you develop relationships with players.
Yeah.
Like, they become your favourites.
And it's hard to drop away that relationship.
Of course
and
it is.
And it's hard because part of being in a group environment is that everyone gets on,
yeah.
you know, and you trust them. And that's what I found. When you trust a player, you'll select him over the player that you don't know much about.
That's right.
And even though he's playing well at Clubland, you know that this bloke can do a job for me. So that'll be difficult, but I'm sure, you know, whoever they come up with. The thing about it is we're not scratching our heads trying to come up with a name that we think will do the job. You've got Walker, you've got Reynolds, you've got Pearce, you've got Cleary. You've got options there.
Yeah.
Cam Murray, I was told yesterday that he is in, probably coming off the bench. So it's a big result for the young Rabideau. He's only played, I think, 44 NRL games. He's only 21. But
I don't think it's a surprise, though, is
no.
it?
No.
For you?
Did you make the point yesterday? It was a very good one. If you're going to pick Cam Murray...
See, I'm picking him as a starter.
Starting. Because the great benefit of Cam Murray, long minutes in the middle of the field.
Yeah. Wing's the other spot they're still mulling over, guys. Nick Kotrick... Blake Ferguson. Fergo's got the game on Thursday night, which will be a...
It'll just come down to Fergo, whether they believe they can trust him or not.
Yes. He's saying all the right things, Fergo, and he's playing some good football. Yeah. But
Football-wise, you pick him, all right? If he didn't have the baggage from a couple of years ago, you pick him.
What about this, though? And I don't think I've ever seen Nick Kotrick do this, but on the weekend, the game against the Cowboys, the key moment in the match was when Fergo dropped the pass and the Cowboys scored the next set of six.
Yep.
Now, Fergo has got a mistake in him.
Yeah.
So that, again, ball carrying, no problem.
Yep.
But that, again, that one mistake.
See, I reckon they've all got a mistake in them. I reckon Nick Kotrick's got a mistake and he's got a poor read in defence.
Right. So now you
So now you're going on that. Yeah. You know, so you've got to think about it long and hard. And you've got to remember that right side will be the side under the most pressure.
Yes. Yes.
Cleary, clearly, guys, will be there. No doubting there. So, look, they've got their 17 in their head right now. Mm. Freddie's even said on the record that he's got a backup side and then a second backup side if things go wrong over the weekend, e.g. injuries and suspensions. So he's got it all ready to go. It's just a matter of meeting tonight. They're going to have a selection meeting. Nailing down the side, they think, and then just waiting for these last 80 minutes. Would this last round matter, Loz? I mean, can a player play his way in or out of a big origin game
in
80 minutes?
Last year. Mm. It did last year for David Clemmer. By all reports, he was out. And Ryan James had received the phone call that he was in. And then Clemmer produced a big performance on the Sunday. And they changed their mind.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously it can. I can't remember whether we ever... No, we always had our side done on the Friday. Well, you'd know because you used to put it in the paper on the Saturday.
Yeah, well, someone told me.
How did that... We had a caller. How did that happen?
Board members... They can't keep their mouth shut.
Undisclosed. Never reveal your source, Dino. Sorry, Lods. Tevita Pangai. This is an interesting one, and it's around origin as well. I'm an internationalist, so I love the fact that he's going to say, I'm going to play for Tonga.
Yeah, I love it, Jimmy, for the sake of test football, but I'm stunned that he would turn his back on the Blues for what could be a long-term origin future. It's not all about money, we know that, but it's 90 grand a year. He's knocking back as well. And I think every player judges themselves on state of origin at some point in their careers. I think he will look back at some point, Tevita, and regret it. He was speaking with Jason Taumalolo, who obviously sold him.
I don't know whether he will.
Sold him Tonga.
I don't know whether he will. And I'm congratulating Pangai Jr. for doing it, because I think for international football to be strong, we need these players committing to those nations.
He said his heart wasn't in playing for New South Wales. I can't get my head around that.
Well, his allegiance is to Tonga, and he wants to play for Tonga. And I say good luck to him. And if that's where his heart is, that's where he needs to be.
And the other thing, Dino, if we look at in 5 years' time with Tonga, the emergence of the Polynesian players and Tongans in test football, when they play the Kiwis and they play Australia and they get the broadcast deal and there's the value attached to it, he might be getting $30,000 a test match.
Yeah, look, possibly. Yeah. Unlikely.
If it's financial, that's going to be your deciding factor. But I think there's things well beyond financial that have helped him.
I mean,
make
don't get me wrong, guys. I think it's wonderful for Tonga and rugby league around the Pacific.
Yeah.
I just think he's going to look back in a couple of years and go, gee, have I made the right call?
Well, was he going to be a lock? Was he going to be a lock?
Or was he going to be there?
That's exactly
let's
right.
get that clear early. You'd think he was certainly well in the discussion.
He'd be in the discussion. But
I don't think he was a walk-up star. Even he was quoted as saying
that
I wasn't
picked.
Well, he wouldn't
have been my starting 17. When are you starting 13 and on the bench.
When are you releasing that?
Friday, I told you.
Friday. And
39 players he's got in there.
At the moment.
The big
I'll whittle it down on Friday morning. You should be listening, Dean. What time are we going to announce it?
Just after 7.
Just after 7, I think.
I'll be listening.
That's when
I'll be listening.
Our listener listens.
There's a lot more out there in this segment, Loz.
Manly, we were talking about it on Sunday, Dino. I guess everyone or everything is for sale, depending at the price.
Yeah, the Seagulls aren't for sale. Technically, Jimmy, I was talking to Scott Penn through text in Brooklyn 2 days ago, and he said, look, he's looking at rebuilding or constructing a precinct down there at Brookvale. Mm-hmm. He wants some help financially in terms of that project, but not he's stressed to sell the club. The reports yesterday that their major sponsor, URM, were interested in buying it for around $10 million. There's also a second and third syndicate, apparently, one on the Northern Beaches, one not, who have expressed interest in buying the Seagulls. But, look, as I said to you on Sunday, Jimmy, all you can do is take Scott Penn on his word. He's saying it's not for sale at the moment. But let's just see what figures come about. There was talk yesterday of URM offering 10 to 15 million. If they offer that, I'd be pulling a hamstring to their executives.
Oh, yeah. I talk about pulling a hamstring. Like, what about Dez and the job he's done at Manly so far? Now, I was expecting Manly to finish probably in the bottom four or five, but they're on track to finish in the finals. What were your expectations of them? And did you think it was more about a rebuild this year and Desi to sort of mould his squad and sort of make some salary cap space for next year?
Well, they were down 300 this year as well through salary cap penalties, Loz. Let's not forget that. Look, there's about 14 players who Des has played this year who are, you know, I hate to use that word, unknowns, but were hardly known as marquee players and they were told by their former clubs that they were free to go. So hate that word reject, but maybe it fits to some degree in that they were unwanted.
Yeah.
That's crystal clear. And Des and the recruitment people down there, Johnny Cartwright, Scotty Fulton, Noel Cleal, have somehow cobbled together this side. That's 1-6 from 10. If you add up the stats, I think they've got to win 7 from 15 to make the semi-finals. That's obviously very doable. They've got the Titans on Friday night. So if they get there, it's an extraordinary effort from Des.
So where were Manly in your...
I had them in the top eight. I had them Manly in my top eight. Yeah, but so the reason I had Manly in the top eight was because on the back of two players who I think are the top eight players in the competition, and that is Daly Cherry-Evans and Tom Trbojevic.
Yep.
The incredible thing about Manly is they've gone on this winning run without Tom and, for the most part, without Daly. That's the incredible part about it.
You look at that back line. That back line last week couldn't have been more... worth more than $600,000-$700,000 a salary.
Well, the bloke that's playing good football is Brendan Elliott.
Mm. He's Roosters, playing Newcastle, enormous. Yeah. Never really established himself, never really embraced or loved, and just these guys just want a chance. Dez has said, come down here, we'll take you, we'll give you a bed and a hug, and look where they are now.
But you said it earlier when you spoke to Dez on this program and you went, oh, rebuilding, you went, no.
No.
Like, he took out all the excuses for the play. Oh, you know, facilities not up to scratch, doesn't matter.
No. And that's what shocked me because I thought, oh, well, it's a good way to sort of cover yourself, I suppose, knowing, well, I thought they were going to struggle. But he said, no, we're planning on making finals and we'll get the best out in all our players. And he's done that at this stage of the season. Caelan Ponga, exceptional footballer, we know that. He'll be selected in this Queensland Origin team. Will he be goal kicker for Queensland, do you think?
Yeah, look, I did a bit of homework last night, Loz. He's kicking this year at about 85%, which just adds another layer of brilliance to the young kid. Now, last year, of course, Val Holmes kicked for Queensland. He's not going to be around. DCE is another option for them. He's not there yet. He's still injured.
What's the mail on DCE too, by the way?
He's still saying to officials at Manly that he will be ready for Origin 1. Right. Whether that's just hope or that's genuine reality, I guess we'll find out. Yeah. But he thinks he can get there.
Kevy said on Monday he'd pick him in the side and get him into
without
his system
a game.
Without playing a game, no problem.
Yeah. Gagai's another kicker, but I think you'll find Kalyn Ponga will kick. Does he need the extra responsibility? I guess if you're a superstar playing at the elite level of Origin, you don't really care.
He
but a part of me
it.
Thinks, gee, he's going to do enough out there, terrorising New South Wales. Does he need the goal-kicking responsibilities as well?
I reckon he'd love it.
Give it to him from the sideline.
He'd probably kick it.
Oh, I'd give it to him from sideline. I'd let Cherry Evans kick around near the post. That'd
is
be
it
my theory.
Radical?
Hmm.
You got any bolters in your Origin sidelines out of curiosity? It's picked Sunday night at 6 o'clock. You're seeing a straightforward side being chosen in terms of the names being discussed?
Yeah, I think so. I think, obviously, right centre, I'm unsure of. I don't know which way they'll go there. I reckon they'll go Kotrick over Ferguson.
Mm. Josh Morris, is he your man?
Well, Josh has been there. Josh is the safer option because, you know, he's the best defensive centre out of all of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether I'd be going down that path.
Just after 7 o'clock Friday.
7 o'clock.
We'll just tune in with bated breath.
Oh, yeah.
L Daily.
The phones will be ringing.
Origin C.
Good on you,
Dino.
Can
you give it a run in the paper? What about if I leak it to... If I leak it to you on the Thursday,
and
you have it in the paper Friday.
Mate, in the old days when you leaked it was back page. Now when you leak it, it's three paragraphs. Near the dog details.
Thanks, Dino.
See you, boys.
See you next week.